I was dancing. So I didn't really have to choose what I do. Even I was playing baseball, I know I was dancing. I was always dancing. My father has a company like a lumber, timber company. And then my mom owns karaoke bar. Yeah, please come to Tokyo and visit her place and you can sing. And they are wonderful. That's why I can stay in New York City and doing what I want. I experienced Juilliard. First year I came in, I didn't speak English at all. I didn't listen. I had a bad attitude. I think I was a bad student because I got, I think, 3 F first semester. They almost kicked me out. I was the first one to join the Portera Dance Company as a Japanese male dancer. So there's so many places I go. Usually I'm either first one or second one. Everywhere I go, I might be the first Japanese guy. But I don't really have the problem, me as an Asian. I think more like an advantage because I'm different. On stage, I dance with a lot of white people. I look different. My hair moves. Having a dance company is very difficult anyway, you know, financially and then all the aspects. You know, so many times I'm like, really, do I really want to do this? And every year I'm like, should I do this or should I just be in the freelance choreographer? Because that's how I usually get more income. And then same time, you know, my dancers. Think about my dancers. Been dancing for me, so like I just kind of let's go with this way. Do I have a philosophy? I came from Japan, and I studied in America, USA, the Juilliard School. So like it's kind of combined those philosophy from Eastern culture and this Western. And my favorite word is like a powerful silence. So it's called Ma in Japanese, M-A, Ma. I like choreographing. I like creating better than dancing. And I dance enough, and I want my dancers to shine. I just want to choreograph. That makes me happier somehow, watching my dancers performing my piece. Somehow I get more excited. I'm happier. Yeah, so much happier now.